This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Yeah, baby, here we go. It's hour five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We do have Rangers baseball coming up at 6:30. It's time now for Jared Sandler to join us. Proper round tripper. Let's go around the bases. Brought to you by Uber Eats. And good afternoon to you, Jared. How the heck are you?
Gavin, I'm great. How are you?
We're doing wonderful, man. And always looking forward to your Rangers preview brought to us by Blue Nail Roofing. Now, what'd you think about the way they came out of the All-Star break against Baltimore?
Well, they lost 2-3 to maybe the best team in the American League. I understand that there's urgency, and it would have been nice to have taken 2-3, but I don't know. You know, we talked about this before. We talked about the challenge of facing Baltimore out of the chute here in the second half, and, you know, the reality is, I think if you were to ask people without any sort of biased attachment, hey, what's going to happen in this series, they'd probably say, well, Baltimore's on the road, but it's Baltimore. They're really good. The Rangers are under 500. Baltimore's probably going to take 2-3, and well, that's kind of the way it played out. The one thing beyond just the wins and losses is that the Rangers now for five straight games really haven't done a whole lot offensively. You know, the two wins to close out the Astros series, it's great. You'll take wins however you can get them. Rather not hit and win than hit a lot and lose. But, you know, it seemed as if the Rangers were breaking out of their offensive funk. And now five straight games, really not a whole lot offensively. So, you know, the Rangers are going to have to get that going. It's not just about, you know, at this point, it's not just about, all right, can the Rangers do enough to convince the front office to add and not subtract? But if they do that, you want to know that it's sustainable, right? You want to know that they didn't miss an opportunity to maybe make the organization better in the long run, and that there was good reason to add and not subtract. And in order for that to be the case, this offense has got to, you know, get back in a rhythm.
Jared, are they who they are, who they are? Is that really maybe that simple?
Well, I think that's what brought us. I think if that was, like, if you told me, hey, or if I asked you, it was like, hey, what's your evaluation of this team?
Sure.
And I was like, you know, I was like, well, you know, don't you think that, well, they could do this or that, or they, and, yeah. And you came back and you cut me off and you were like, hey, dude, it's, you know, 99 games. They're 500.
Yeah.
You know, that's just, maybe that's what it is this year. I couldn't tell you that, hey, you're crazy. You're wrong. Now, I think that's part of what Chris Young's battling, right?
Sure.
Is
absolutely.
Is this just one of those years, right? Is this, are they who they are this year, or is this a year in which they do have justifiable reasons why things could turn with the return of a lot of you know, key meaningful players? But then, you know, the follow-up to that is, how do you know that guys who have missed multiple months are going to be able to, you know, hit the ground running? And because you don't have the luxury of, all right, Josh Young, hey, ease back in. If it takes you 3 weeks to get comfortable, a month, we're good. Hey, it's all good, brother.
Yeah.
You had that to some degree last year. To some degree, maybe at this time you didn't, but you did with guys throughout that season. You don't have that. And so there's just a different level of pressure and expectation. And, you know, when you come back from a multiple month absence on a team that, you know, needs you, like is actively eagerly waiting for you, right? They're it's a little different. So maybe, Broaddus, I think that is incredibly fair, and I think that's a part of what this front office has to decide.
Could the reinforcements be coming too late?
Yeah, oh, no, for sure. I mean, yeah, like, listen, if Josh Young was able to come back a month ago, right, maybe it's a little bit of a different feel, because at that point, maybe Chris Young and his team, you know, would have seen enough out of Josh Young to know, all right, hey, we're back in business, right? And just think about it this way, right? What if you got, I don't know, one more month, one extra month that you have not had of Evan Carter and Josh Young? Let's forget Malley and DeGrom and Bradford. Just Evan Carter and Josh Young. I know that Evan Carter did not get off to a great start, but I think there's a lot of reason to believe that the back played a role in that. So Evan Carter comes back healthy. You got him for the last month. I got to believe that those two probably give you one, maybe two extra wins. Maybe if they like get white hot, three, but let's just say it's two extra wins. You're now 49 and 50, and you're three games back of the division. So that doesn't look a whole lot different, but it certainly feels a lot different when you look at the standings, right? So it's possible for sure.
So let's say positively here, you know, we get a sweep over the White Sox. Mm-hmm. Rangers are buyers. You know, you're just five games back in the AL West. We'll see what happens. But CY made it clear to us one of the areas he would be looking for is to add a bat, add to the offense. Is Andrew Vaughn, first baseman of the White Sox, a name that would interest you?
Well, it would interest me if the Rangers decided in a, you know, kind of a playing both sides of it, if they moved Nathaniel Lowe. I mean, here's the reality. We just talked about how the Rangers' offense has been struggling. Well, you know, Nathaniel Lowe got off to a really poor start, but he's been really good now for the last, I don't know, the last month plus. He's frankly been one of your better offensive performers.
And
here's the thing. He's hitting lefties and righties, right? So, you know, I think this team can improve on the margins offensively, looking maybe a platoon situation or, you know, more of a strategic situational look. But Nathaniel Lowe's hitting, you know, almost 290 against lefties. He's hitting 260 against righties. He's, you know, hits for more power against righties. But, so all that said, Zach, I'd be interested in Andrew Vaughn. Is he going to, is he going to play first? Is he going to DH? You know, you look at the year he's having. It's not a great year, but he does hit lefties, and that's the type of guy that you'd be interested in. So maybe he's your, you know, DH against lefties, and, you know, maybe a change of scenery, right? I'll tell you, and you can talk about this in all sports, right? When you're playing for a team that is by far and away the worst team in the league, maybe you're not going to be – it's not going to bring out your best, right?
Right.
It's not a good situation over there at all. You know, another guy, kind of the same vein, guys – Taylor Ward, I think I might have talked
Angels.
To you guys about him the other day.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he's a guy not having a good year. He's hitting .227. His OPS is .706. That's now a tick below league average. But you want to know something? He's hitting .333 against lefties with an OPS north of 900. So there you go. That's the type of guy. And the reason that guy is valuable is because the Angels can't look at him and shop him as if he's an everyday force, right? So the cost for a platoon guy, especially a lefty, a versa lefty guy, because you're not going to face as many lefties, isn't going to be as steep. And so maybe if the Rangers decided to add, they would do something like that, because chances are they wouldn't have to give up a whole lot to get Taylor Ward, but it could make a big difference, as opposed to, hey, we're an under 500 team, we're four games back of the division, let's just say, you know, in a week, maybe that's where they're at, I don't know, and we're going to throw a lot of chips in the middle to get someone, even though we don't know that we're a playoff team, right? It's a lot easier for teams that are in the playoff picture right now, or take the Phillies. If the Phillies want to be aggressive, by all means, because they feel pretty damn good about the fact they're going to be in the playoffs, right? You know, the Guardians, same thing. Maybe even, you know, the Astros. The Astros feel like they got all the momentum in the world right now. They're going to be really aggressive, not that they got a lot of resources. For the Rangers, you might not, if you are going to add and not subtract, you might not want to be as aggressive in spending resources. So guys with warts are sometimes the best types of moves, change in scenery, or maybe there's something they do really, really well that fits with what your needs are. And both Vaughn and Taylor Ward are guys who would fit that.
Jared Sandler with us, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. We're back with more as we ramp up to Rangers pregame coming up at 6:30 right here on The Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. Come on, move! You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, Nation. It's time to talk with a little bit more with Jared Sandler. Rangers pregame coming up shortly. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Call the Frankels 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. We got this text from the 360. Every series, someone in your show says, if we get the sweep, we're in great shape. Then you lose the series, and we're kicking the can down the road, boys, is Jared Sandler with us, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Jared, is this the last chance to make good on some of those if this, then we're okay type of deals?
Well, first of all, that text is totally right, because remember when the Rangers were kind of trying to get back on a roll, they get swept by, I mean, not forget losing the series, they got swept by Colorado.
Colorado.
I mean, that to me is the one where, you might go to Colorado, their guys drive nice cars too. So, you know, they're going to win some games. But
they had nine wins at that time.
You can't go and get swept by them, right? Yeah. That was bad. No, Gavin, I'd say this. I don't know what – maybe the mind's made up, right? Maybe it's not. Maybe there's still, you know, stuff to be decided. I don't know. I would say that if there's still, you know, a decision to be made – if the Rangers go 2-2 over these next four games, that decision probably will be made by that result. If the Rangers go 4-0 or 3-1, I don't know that necessarily guarantees, all right, hey, we're in it, let's roll. Yeah. But certainly makes it a little bit more appealing. Now, what if the Rangers go 4-0, but the Astros sweep their series? You know, then you only gain a half a game. It's just there are a lot of factors here, and maybe you go 3-1 the series, and you kind of, you know, keep it up for debate with Toronto on the schedule next. Yeah, the time is now. I don't know whether that means the next four games, the next two games, the next six games. It certainly doesn't mean anything beyond the next eight games with the July 30th trading deadline. But they gotta get going, and there's no more. Hey, they got a little bit of rope. The string is totally out on this.
Hey, Jared, I don't know. It's probably a stupid question, but when you start, if they become sellers, do you think about getting positions that you don't have? I mean, what if teams are offering positions of progress blockers and stuff in your farm system? Does that happen in baseball? You know, where you're like, we don't need that guy because he's a middle infielder, or he's a center fielder, or he plays a position that we have a surplus at already. Is that thought of?
Yeah, I'd say not as much as other sports, maybe with like a catcher, but the Rangers aren't in that spot. You know, sure. I think they would definitely be open to a catcher, and that's not a reflection on Jonah Heim or anything. You just you need good catching depth. I think the one thing maybe to turn that question maybe through a different lens, Broadus, is the Rangers, for some of the guys who maybe wouldn't fetch a big-time haul or a strong haul, maybe they would try and pluck a reliever who could be major league ready next year, because this bullpen is going to lose in free agency. Whether they bring these guys back or not, I don't know. But free agents to be Leclerc, Yates, Robertson, right? Those are your three best relievers. They've got to figure out how to build this bullpen, and they're going to have to look for creative ways to do it, because you can't just sign, you know, 6, 7, 8 relievers to build a bullpen.
All right, Jared, appreciate those insights. Brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Have fun over there, and let's get some wins.
Hey, one at a time. See you, fellas. Yeah.
Yes, sir. There he goes. He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter X, a must follow for Rangers fans everywhere. Mally, DeGrom, Young, Carter. We're getting all four of these guys back. Just go win a series, buy them a little bit of time, and keep this thing headed in the right direction. But, hey, you know, I do believe in CY more than any front office guy that we've had in DFW in a long time. They're doing some great work over there with the Stars as well. Thanks so much to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup. Look at that, 4.5 hours, flawless radio producing, engineering, and hosting. Thanks to Carter Freeman coordinating that video. You can watch us every day at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. And, of course, thanks are in order for Broadus and Wolchuk. A great job, gentlemen. Chief is back tomorrow. Send him some love on social. Let him know he's missed. So pregame is next. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.